producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to America Tonight. Coming up on America Tonight, don't forget we have our Nail the Score special segment, and it happens in the last segment of this hour. You don't have to like football. It's all about nailing the score. If you nail the score, then you win a computer. Yep, that's right. We dig into our prize closet. It's very cool. It's a Flex 11, and it detaches. It doesn't get any better than that, so you have a tablet. So once again, Kate Delaney, the skipper of ATN, happy to be with you. Coming up, our conversation with Harry Shearer. People cannot get enough of this, constantly asking me about Harry Shearer. And of course, because he's known for all the voices on The Simpsons, he was on Saturday Night Live, he was part of that comedy band Spinal Tap. And he's obviously an actor, comedian, voice actor, musician. Just, it's crazy. And then he does this thing about Nixon. He played Nixon in kind of this dark comedy, kind of a dark comedic, I guess, approach. And it's so dead on. I mean, eerily in watching this. It was incredibly interesting to watch Shearer really capture him in that miniseries. And I think whatever preconceived notions people, I guess, have about Nixon, actually watching Shearer as Nixon and acting in correspondence to the actual audio from the Secret Service tapes in the Oval Office. And he talks about that, recreating scenes and the day-to-day version of the ex-president that Shearer says people really need to experience. Man, I so agree. And he combed through, and he'll talk about this, hundreds of hours of audio footage, compiled the president's most really vulnerable moments, humorous moments, all that kind of thing. It's kind of like being, I can only imagine what this was like, being a fly on the wall, and you know what it was like. And Harry Shearer says, you know, he grew up in Southern California, and Nixon was always a dark figure kind of hovering over his life. And so how ironic that he's playing him. And, you know, Shearer is this guy who does the voices for Smithers and Burns and Ned Flanders and Principal Skinner and so many other essential characters on The Simpsons. And we talked to him after winning an Emmy, and it looked as though there was some kind of a dispute and he was going to be back on The Simpsons, and thank goodness he was, because he's the guy. I mean, those voices, I think it's tough to replace him. And he talks about who his favorite voice is and all of that, and then becoming Nixon took him a long time, getting into makeup and costume, and he had to do it for 4 hours every day and an hour to get out of it. Ooh, what people do for their craft. But seeing the pictures of it, I've just got to tell you, you have to Google it or look it up, however you look things up. But he is just dead on Nixon, and how he goes through the whole tape process is really, really incredible. And then also, before we get to Nail the Score, which I'll join you live for Nail the Score, Daniel Corshon had a conversation with us about Market Basket. And Market Basket, it was such a unique story about this grocery chain in New England. Many of you know it, in New Hampshire. And it made big news because of the people coming together to really save this beloved business that looked like it was going to just tank, as there was family squabbling and the CEO was let go. And, you know, it's a portrait of really some economics, too. Yeah, really, really interesting stuff. And so I don't want you to miss that, because how unusual is that everybody puts it on the line and says, okay, I'm not going to work here anymore. So people basically walking out on the job and families sticking together, and it's a beautiful thing when it happens, and it worked out for the best, but not an easy thing, that's for sure. And then I want to mention this. Former Senator Fred Thompson died, and he was 73 years old, and what a talented man. I had the privilege of meeting him and having a conversation with him, and he was funny, and, you know, and this is just my brief conversation with the guy, but I know people that knew him well, and they said wonderful things about him. And you think of a person and what they do in their life. This was a guy who was a lawyer, a radio commentator, a lobbyist, minority counsel for the Senate Watergate hearings, you know, talking about Nixon and Harry Shearer playing Nixon. And he had just an incredible reach. And I think people think of him as being an actor, even though he was a senator, because in The Line of Fire, The Hunt for Red October, Die Hard 2, Cape Fear, remember Cape Fear? And he was like a big man, 6'6", and he had appeared in a lot of different things, and he even ran for president. But it turns out in the end the Hodgkin's lymphoma got him, but for 10 years he was able to fight it off, and at the age of 73, Fred Thompson dies, and I think there's a lot of people that have some pretty fond memories. And, you know, I'll tell you what, he was a guy who absolutely had friends on both sides of the aisle, absolutely fell into that category. Grew up in Alabama, and, you know, was born in Alabama, rather, grew up in Tennessee, and he was an athlete, and boy, oh boy, you know, went to Memphis State. I didn't even know this. He went to Vandy for a law degree. But check this out. This was what you could tell about him. To pay for school, he worked at a bicycle plant. He worked at the post office and a motel. Whatever he had to do to pay for it, he figured out a way to pay for it. And, you know, so he's a bootstrapping kind of guy, and was remarkably well liked in the Senate, in Hollywood, and a lot of the places where Fred Thompson, you know, found himself for sure. So Fred Thompson, again, dead at the age of 73, and a lot of people really reacting to that because of, again, the many, many ties he had to so many, you know, different people. I was going through that archive of some of his acting, and it was pretty wild to watch it and realize, oh, yeah, that's right, I saw that movie. Yeah, I remember that. Sure, absolutely. Die Hard, are you kidding? Die Hard 2? Yeah, he totally makes sense. He totally fits into that mold, absolutely. And then one quick other note here before we dive into it about the Russian passenger jet that broke apart midair, and, you know, they're talking about ISIS laying claim to it, but that it was 31,000 feet and there was no warning, and, you know, how could that happen, and the debris pile and how far it spread. And so they're in the midst, I say they, Russia sent somebody over and there's an investigation going on, but ultimately finding the proof of ISIS, who immediately takes credit for everything or whatever it is, could certainly be a terroristic act, but too soon to call it. Everybody on the plane, here's your hint though, was pretty much Russian, and sadly there were 25 kids. Wow. Stay with us, much more coming your way on the flip side.
Up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com. It's time to kick some ash. Because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vapriate e-liquid by LeCig. Because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeCig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeCig.com. Spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes. Kick some ash.
Ben Fuchs is a registered pharmacist who has been using nutritional supplementation like medicines for decades, seeing tremendous health benefits. That's why he drinks Pollen Burst from Longevity's complete line of nutritional supplements.
Pollen Burst has got the B vitamins in there, and the B vitamins are so fascinating because most people are going to be deficient in the B vitamins because they're rapidly processed out of food. So if you're eating foods that are cooked, if you're eating foods that are frozen, if you're eating foods that are prepared in any way, you're going to be deficient in these B vitamins. And the B vitamins work on the parts of the body that move the fastest, the brain, the heart, the skin, and the digestive system. Those are the four systems that respond rapidly to the B vitamins.
To feel changes in your body's fast-moving systems, order Longevity Pollen Burst by calling 877-551-1301. That's 877-551-1301 or on the web at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Tonight, I'll tell you what, this book really caught my eye. It jumped out at me. In fact, I blew something off over the weekend so that I could get further through it. It's called We Are Market Basket, the story of the unlikely grassroots movement that saved a beloved business. And, you know, we do so much of business here on America Tonight. We're talking about small businesses and getting connected to people in community. Market Basket is incredibly connected to their community, both in and out of the store. Daniel Corson, one of the authors of that book, joins us now. He's in our virtual green room. And Daniel, this story, Market Basket, for people who don't know, in the Northeast, really in the New England area, how many Market Basket stores are there?
At the moment, they've got about 75 stores in Massachusetts, New Hampshire, and one in Maine.
Wow. And what happened was, this is a family business. And so the CEO, who was the beloved CEO, suddenly, because of some infighting with his family, and I'll let you flesh that a little bit more, ended up being bounced. And it really changed the way business happened at the supermarket chain, didn't it?
Oh, yeah, sure. The whole thing turned upside down, and this company was shut down. It's almost $5 billion company now. And the CEO, Arthur T. Demoulas, the T is important because he was fired by his cousin, Arthur S. Demoulas. And Arthur T. was running this company for nearly a decade. By all accounts, the company was running on all cylinders, really performing well, growing fast. And then his cousin, who happened to be a majority shareholder, he led the side of the family who were majority shareholders, decided that they wanted to cash out. And people knew that this was going to change the way that this company operated, as it had since 1917. So they saw that he was really, Arthur T., the CEO, was the only obstacle in this plan. And so they fired him, and that's what started this whole protest movement that spanned three states.
Wow. And the protest movement meant that the people working there said, we're not going to do this, and basically went out and started picketing and all that sort of thing. And the community did too as well, right?
That's the amazing thing, is how quickly this thing spread. It started with a very small core of mostly executives who were very upset. They were so close with this man. And they said, we don't want to work here unless he's our CEO. And then it quickly spread to people in the warehouse, truck drivers who refused to send shipments out. It spread to the stores where employees at every level of this company, management and frontline workers all together, were really united around this. And then it continued to spill into customers. And there was a 2 million people boycotted this store for 6 weeks. They took their business elsewhere. It didn't even stop there, because it also went to suppliers. And many of the suppliers, some of them with multi-million dollar accounts that absolutely depend on Market Basket for their business's survival, they said, until Arthur T's back, we're not doing business with you anymore. It's the most incredible thing I've ever come across in my years in academia and studying business.
Yeah, I just think it's an incredibly powerful story and speaks to company culture. So what does that say about Market Basket's company culture?
Yeah, it has a very unique company culture, and I think there's a lot to admire there. I mean, they one thing they do is they really take care of their people as family. And a lot of companies say that, but this company has this rare quality about it where so many employees, they give their colleagues rides. When people face a hardship, which all of us do, people at this company tend to rally around each other and help each other out. Sometimes it's, a loan or something. Sometimes it's a ride. And a lot of this is coming from the CEO himself. I can't tell you how many stories I've heard of the CEO going to the funeral service when an assistant manager at one of the stores has a loved one who dies. So maybe like their mother dies or something. Arthur T shows up at the funeral service for maybe 5 or 10 minutes just to make an appearance and pay his respects, and then he's off. But those kind of small little gestures go such a long way at this company.
And so now, well, first of all, a couple of things. They've obviously built that sense of family, like you say, and there's no doubt. And that continues, by the way, because you have a lot of families that work for Market Basket, right? Like a mother, maybe her kid, maybe a cousin. It also becomes that weave of family inside, right?
Absolutely, yeah. I've also met a lot of people who they'll have multiple people in the family who were working at this company. And people like that, during this protest, they were shutting down the company. They were basically saying, we don't know if this company is going to end up shutting down, partly even because of this protest. So they had a ton to risk. I mean, they put everything on the line. They're, three, four, five people in their own family that are putting their jobs on the line for this. So it was a tremendous sacrifice.
What's Arthur T doing now?
Arthur T is back in control. Because of the protest, he was able to take back control of the company and purchase the shares of that other side. The other side had intended to sell it to a big supermarket conglomerate based in Belgium, but they obviously lost interest as this protest continued, and that opened up the road for Arthur T to purchase those shares. So now he's in full control. They're growing like crazy. A lot of people that had never heard of Market Basket before, even people living in the area, are saying, what's this all about?
So it was almost like advertising for them, right?
It really did. It piqued a lot of people's curiosity. I had shopped there a lot myself, and I have a lot of family members who are big fans and part of this almost cultish devotion to the company. But I never really fully appreciated it myself either until I started studying it. And now, I see things there, and I just appreciate it so much. Just being in the store, there's a certain energy in the place. There's a lot of interaction between employees and customers. This will amaze a lot of people. First of all, they have people in the aisles all the time, so there's always people to ask, which I'm sure many of your listeners will be, will think when the last time they were in the supermarket, how difficult it is just to find someone to ask where that pie crust is, right? That's what always happens to me when my wife sends me out for a pie crust, and there are different types. There's the frozen type of this, and there's never anybody to ask. So it's it really can be frustrating from a customer. And at the checkout aisle, almost all those checkouts are open. They all have two people working there, two-person teams. There's one person at the cash register. There's another bagging groceries. So you go into the store, and you feel like you're getting a personal sort of one-on-one attention. And they've stripped out all of the technology, any technology that runs counter to that idea, they've stripped out. So you don't see the automated checkout counters. Those don't appear at this store because they believe that it takes away from that one-on-one sort of experience.
Yeah, so cool. And also, it's like you say, that one-on-one experience, so there is that sense of originality, I bet, is what it's all about.
That's right. Yeah, they follow their own drummer, so to speak, and that played out in this protest as well. And is that when everyone in the world, and I have to admit, you know, I'm ashamed to admit now, even myself included, I said, you know, this, I admire what they're trying to do, but they're not going to be able to succeed at getting back control of this company. But they said, to their credit, they said, we have to get this done. We're going to find a way to get it done. It doesn't matter that the textbooks say you can't go against the board's decision to fire a CEO. We want our CEO back. This is our company. And that's what they did, and they pulled it off.
We're speaking with Daniel Corshon. He's one of the authors of a really awesome book called We Are Market Basket, the story of the unlikely grassroots movement that saved a beloved business, no question about it. You mentioned you're in academia and you're at Drexel. So when you're teaching students or talking with students, do you use this as an example?
Oh, I'm just about to. My poor students are going to get a quiz on it in a matter of hours. So you'll see what the response is. But yes, I mean, I brought this into my class. There's so much to learn from this case. I mean, from my standpoint, a lot of it starts with what's a company in business for in the first place, anyway. You know, a hundred years ago, economists used to see business as a way to serve society, and somewhere along the way in the last 100 years, I don't know exactly how, but we've sort of lost sight of that, and we've gotten so focused on the profit generating goal of companies that we've really lost sight of what companies are really there for. And this company, I think, is one of a few models that we have now of companies that say, yes, we're in a sort of mundane business. It's not one that's really exciting to people, the supermarket business, but there's a real importance to this. I mean, we're helping people, and through low prices at the store, through the way that they serve customers, give everyone a lot of respect, the way they deal with employees, there's an importance to this company in the community, and we saw when there was a danger of that company being taken away, you see how people said, no, this is something important. We need to keep this here.
Wow. It's an incredible story. Daniel, thanks so much. Good luck with the book. And Drexel, my mother went to Drexel. I grew up outside of Philadelphia, so go Drexel.
It's a lot of fun to teach here. Thanks a lot.
Cool. Thank you.
Mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves, but this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at disappearingwealth.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingwealth.com. Again, that's disappearingwealth.com.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
What's trending? What's trending? Stand up from the crowd, cause I never wanna blend in. You gotta mix it up, message blending. Right about now, you get the vibes I'm sending. What's trending? What's trending? Stand up from the crowd.
What's trending on Twitter? The 140 character world. You know what? It's all about hashtags. Hashtag World Series. Hashtag Steph Curry. Hashtag whatever. And, of course, hashtag World Series would be pretty big because the World Series is going on right now and a lot of people are talking about it. They were talking about the 14-inning drama. And I thought it was pretty clever, some of it. A lot of pictures were shared from people who were there. The Mets had an official Twitter. KC has an official Twitter site, blah, blah, blah. Shane Victorino, the Flying Hawaiian, was one of my favorite players when he played for the Philadelphia Phillies. And then he went to Boston. And Shane Victorino said, what a start to the 2015 World Series. Great game played by the Royals and Mets. Action-packed so far, that's for sure. So I'm going to pay attention to the Flying Hawaiian. Anything that happens, if you go to Hawaii and they have sports news, if he does anything, that leads the news. Shane Victorino, here's what happened today. Okay, so here's a couple more that I thought were interesting. You know, it's all about them winning the first game. The Maytag man, the real Maytag man, said, Game 1 is officially in the books. Congrats to the Royals. Hats off. And it's the Maytag guy dressed up with his hat off. Epic. Buffalo Wild Wings, thank you, October, for being World Series. Yep. Wings are always good. How about this? According to stadium workers in the media dining room. 54.5 gallons of coffee have been consumed by the press and counting. Hashtag World Series. I love it. Then there was a picture. Somebody sent a meme of a poor little boy who was in the bathroom. You couldn't see anything, but he had his head down and he was laying his head on a stool, and it says, when you want to watch the World Series, but it's past your bedtime. And I thought that was pretty clever. Sometimes it is the graphics, the things, the memes, that kind of stuff that people put that's, you know, so funny. And then I'll give you one last one. The New York Times had a tweet where they said, World Series drama, a four-minute blackout, and they talk about the blackout that happened that I described when the power went out in Kansas City. Well, Kansas City, when it went out in the truck for Fox. Whoops. Oh, bummer. Bummer, bummer, bummer. Okay, so let me give you another one. Like I said, it's all about the hashtags, the hashtags. Just remember that. All right. With sports for a second, and politics, hashtag LeBron. And one of the first ones I read, Obama attended the Cavaliers-Bulls opener in Chicago. So that means, you know, he was wearing a Bulls hat, LeBron James was there, yada yada, everybody was posing with the Prez, that made it a bigger opening, and some of what was pumped out there, I mean, of course, there's a million pictures of the president sitting there and people sitting next to him. And he's on the front row. But I got a couple of them for you. Basketball forever. People out here acting like LeBron didn't just drop 25-10 on 54.5% shooting just because he got blocked doesn't mean he is declining. Already the conversation starts game one, that everything's declining. Then there was one from a guy named Andrew Sullivan who said, if LeBron wants to win a title, he needs to elevate his game to a higher level of efficient selfishness or rely on not seeing GSW, Golden State Warriors. And then he puts unlikely. So a little dig there. And then there was one from Piers Morgan, that's just the name, that says, this is LeBron's 13th season? This is how old I feel now. And he had a picture of himself, and he looked really, really old in the picture. And time flies. Yes, indeed, 13. LeBron James is clutch. LeBron James does not care what anybody thinks, but he makes news, whatever is going on with LeBron James. He always makes news because he's the basketball superstar. He's the Michael Jordan of the era, right? Let's see if I can give you some more. How about this? Jennifer Lawrence, the actress, she tweeted, watch WWE Next, full show online. And I think it's the real, usually they say, the real Jennifer Lawrence. If it's not, maybe it's not. But then they went through and listed, you know, just showed a picture of the WWE. It was kind of interesting. I was thinking, maybe she does watch it. I don't know. Maybe she doesn't watch it. Then there was another shot that had where they were talking about food and hashtag pizza, the best. And anytime you got to think about that. Anytime you say anything about food, hashtag pizza, everybody's going to argue about who has the best pizza. And I'd say that's open for interpretation. Don't you think so? Hashtag pizza. Because unless you're just getting Domino's or one of the delivery, I'm saying if you're going beyond that, if you live in the St. Louis area, Elmo's is good. If you live in Philadelphia, Scalini's is good. If you live in Texas, Carmine's is good. You know, so the bottom line is the pizza hashtag pops up all the time, right? Because people love pizza. So when people get the munchies and they want to talk about the pizza that they eat, that's what they do. What kind of pizza? There was one from Chef Au Cuisine, and it talked about pita pizza with mozzarella cheese. Pita pizza. I wonder what that would taste like and how good it was. And then there was another one from the Greek who says, hey, Papa John's always rocks. What are the specials going to be? Because here's what happens at Papa John's, too. There's a thing about if a team wins that you can get a free pizza and, you know, that kind of deal. And so I think that was like kind of a shout out to the Papa John's thing. Then there was another one here from Tarago who says New York pizza kicks the butt out of any other state's pizza, no matter what. Hands down, that's the way it is. Then there's another one from Cheesy who says, best pizza I've ever had, Philly, yo, South Street. On South Street, there is a place that you can't miss it. It's in the middle of the block. And I think that's what he's referring to, where you just go in, there's like three tables, if that, and you get a giant slice of pizza. So it's, or do you want a slice? And then it just is dripping in oil. It's oil and cheese, and it is really good, but it is really, really messy. So I think with the hashtag pizza, there's a lot of different ways you can go with that. Deep dish pizza is very, very good in Chicago, but it might not be great anyplace else. Because, I mean, it might be good, but not quite as good as in Chicago. That's the real deal. They invented it sort of there. And that's what people think of when they think of deep dish pizza. Very different from the reference to the Philadelphia pizza or to, I'm sure, the pizza that you have in your neighborhood. I mean, usually people just, pizza is personal, I guess. What you think is the best and what kind is the best and what kind you like the best. A thin crust, whatever. What I think is crazy now about pizza, though, is it used to be simple, right? Everything in life was easier. Where you just had a couple things on the pizza. Okay, you're getting pepperoni. Oh, really? You're going to get sausage? Maybe half sausage, half pepperoni? You're going to get onions? Okay. Now it's like you can have anything you want on it. Would you like a cheeseburger spread on top of that with some bacon and something else? I mean, there's crazy things that they put on pizza. I still don't get that you get a pizza which has a gazillion calories and has whatever it has on top of it, and then you have to have the dough that's filled with the cheese. I'll take one of those. And listen, I am a cheese hound, so I get it. But you already have, presumably, a lot of cheese on your pizza. So then you combine that with an extra layer of cheese stuffed inside the crust of the pizza. Whoa, that is scary to me. That is scary. And the whole cheeseburger on top of a pizza thing, ugh. There's one area where I say simple is better. Easy is better. Just enough is just enough. I mean, don't you want to taste the pizza? Or are you tasting the toppings? Are you living for the toppings? It'd be a much easier way to do that, if that were the case. I'm just saying. Coming up next, are you starting to think about the cold weather? Tony Joyce, funny guy, talking a little heating with us. We rap about it. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Coming up next here on America Tonight. I hit her a pole. She's a nice girl. There's no use for
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
It's now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
It's time to do that thing that we do each and every week where you could become a big winner on America Tonight. Nathan Reeder, let the computer rip. Would you believe it's the Sunday night football game? Eagles at the Cowboys in the NFC East. For fans of the Dallas Cowboys, not completely out of the NFC East, believe it or not, because nobody wants supremacy in that weak, weak division. However, this should be an interesting game. Your chance to nail the score at 855-266-5283, or send me an email, americatonight.net, as long as you get the email in during this segment. At the end, up until the end of the segment, you will be locked and loaded. We got some of our regulars already ready to roll. Let's go to Grim. Grim, your guess on what used to be a really storied matchup, but now a little bit weaker.
Oh, yeah, but, you know. It's at least in Dallas you got there. Hey, Kate, I was also curious because I couldn't get a hold of you Sunday. You know, Dan may not have to wait for the president to get, you know, you know, beast and whatnot to see naked, because Houston, I hear Texas may pass that law for the bathrooms.
That's right. You know, it's so interesting because it was election day. There's all kind of measures across the, really across Texas and the country that were being voted on. You're in Mississippi, but your governor, Phil Bryant, was reelected easily. That wasn't a surprise. But just think about this, Grim, and for everyone listening, a year from now, we're going to be talking about who's the next president. Isn't that crazy?
Oh, yeah. But, you know, I'm scared that it's going to be Hillary. But still, let me get back to this game here, because I can call you in on other stuff. But I'm going to say Philly's going to go 20, and they're going to beat Dallas by 20. I thought, let me see, what did I put down? 2017.
Okay, so you're going to
be a tight game. Yeah, it's going to be a tight game, I think.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a tight game too, Grim. I agree. And 2017 absolutely is very, very tight. All right, thanks, Grim. Let's move on to Dan in the great state of Texas. Dan, are you picking those Cowboys or are you going with Philadelphia?
I had to put my headphones down.
No worries.
24-17 Eagles.
Ooh, another one for the Eagles. So you don't believe in Matt Castle and that weak offense of Cowboys.
No, and hey, have you ever had Armenian pizza?
No, is it good?
Oh, fabulous, fabulous.
Wow, what, did you have that for lunch or dinner or what happened?
No, I used to work for Armenians one entire summer. They just passed me from household to household to household, because I was a painting contractor, and they'd serve me Armenian pizza. It was some of the most beautiful women you ever saw in your life.
What's on it?
It's got their special Armenian sausages. It's got pepperoni. It's got these different cheeses that the Armenians make, and it's the thick crust, and it's all bubbly when you get it right from their ovens, and it is just so good. And we'd spend an hour and a half just having a little wine, having a little pizza, talk, and then I'd go back to work stuffed.
Wow. That sounds good to me.
I got a joke for you later.
Well, tell me the joke now. We all want to hear it.
Okay. Do you know why they banned zippers in Montana?
No, but I'm sure it's a good reason why.
Because it causes the sheep to stampede when they hear one come down. Do you know what the sheep herder said to the little lamb with the pink ribbon, the little ewe lamb?
Oh, what?
This is my first time too.
Oh, that is so brutal. Oh, Dan, that's so funny.
Love you. Talk to you later. Bye bye.
All right, thanks, Dan. That's fabulous. Cracks me up. All right, if you want to throw in here and try to guess and try to nail the score, you can. 855-266-5283. Again, 855-266-5283. You got to hurry because you got to get in now. Or you can send us an email. A lot of people like Sharon in Maine. Also, Joe does this a lot in Austin. Sometimes we get Sue who listens to us in Mississippi. And there's a slew of people in Florida as well that are in and out of this game. So americatonight.net. Just hit on contact and bada bing, you're in just like that. Nathan, do you have a guess for us?
I'm going to go that it's a medium scoring game, kind of. Let's make it even-esque and go with 17-18 Eagles.
Ooh, 18-17 Eagles. All right, you are in, and we'll see if anybody else calls us right before we hit the top here. So I'll say it again. Thanks, Nathan, 18-17. And that's not a far-fetched guess. I say this all the time, but the way football is now, especially, when you'll have games that could be 10-7, it could be what Nathan is saying, for goodness sake, 18-17. I mean, you know, last week, 13-12, you never know. 855-266-5283. My guess is I'm going with the Eagles, too. I just you know, Chip Kelly and the Eagles offense, they're not lighting up the board either with huge wins and instilling lots of confidence. But I'm going to say Philly wins it, and I think the final score is going to be 26-23. Anybody who sends me an email, don't worry, I promise you will get in. I always look at them. We always get them in. Do not worry about that. All right, I mentioned to Grimm, too, I want to kind of throw this in because it's scary to think that in a year, it really, really, we will be talking about whoever the next president is. And you heard what Grimm said. I'm just afraid it could be Hillary. And it's funny that we went through the Benghazi hearings, 11 hours. There was all of this negative conversation that she had to try to fend off about emails and her server, and she's been dealing with that for a year. But yet here we keep coming back around to, is this going to be Hillary Clinton, or who is the Republican? Who's the Republican that can beat Hillary Clinton, or is there somebody else that's going to be the incredible dark horse that comes into this at the last minute? And I think now that we're almost at the end of the year, I don't see that dark horse coming. So if it's Trump, is it really Trump? He used to say that that was a joke and it couldn't possibly be Donald Trump, but who's to say? Ben Carson, Jeb Bush, Marco Rubio, what kind of combination would beat Hillary Clinton and whoever the running mate is going to be? We've got somebody from Washington on the line with us. Who's this? Hey! How are you going? Awesome. You called in.
Yeah, I called in. I missed on my last score for the last game, but I think I'm going to go with the Eagles winning 27.
Ooh, 31-27. Eagles. Kath, you are in. You are duly noted. You are registered. We got you. 31-27.
Okay, great. Now, like if the score's right, do I just call you guys back?
Oh, yeah, don't worry. We'll announce it all over the air, and you call us in, call us back, and call up, and we'll make sure we get your computer to you. So that would be terrific. 31-27. Thanks for the call.
Oh, you're welcome, and thanks for the show.
Thank you. Okay. We love our folks in Washington. 855-266-5283. And again, americatonight.net. Don't panic. If you get it in right now, I promise you, you will be locked and loaded with the rest. All right. Thanks for listening, and good luck to everyone. Perhaps you are the next person to nail the score.
This is a long game. When down, it's the ball game. When I walk, but it's really a game. I saw you.
Have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.